I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, we were just talking about this Mike Trout one-of-one card selling for $3.93 million over the weekend, but there is a interesting breaking news story, and it's centered on speculation from Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN, a Woj bomb. Here's what he just tweeted in the last few minutes. ESPN sources, a possible NBA coaching candidate whose name is gaining traction within front offices, Michigan coach Juwan Howard. Howard has an obvious strong resume as a player and later an assistant under Eric Spoelstra. He interviewed for the Lakers and Cavs before taking the University of Michigan job. So, is there anybody more tied into the NBA than Adrian Wojnarowski? He's the guy, right? So, I'm going to presume that he has the best sources. And I'm going to presume that this isn't just BS that's floated out there from, you know, this isn't a reporter trying to make a name for himself. I think he's pretty dialed in, and this should be taken very seriously. The question is, I mean, there's a bunch of questions. Michigan fans, I'm going to presume you want Juwan to stay. Maybe that's not a safe presumption, but I'm going to presume you want Juwan to stay. If so, how much? Do you think he would actually leave? I mean, the one thing that I would think would serve as a real deterrent for him to leave, he's about to coach his son at Michigan. Now, look, his, you know, an NBA team comes calling and you look at the salaries that they can pay, although I don't know if they're going to pay post-pandemic. Like, a lot of teams have lost a lot of money. So, I mean, is he going to get top dollar? Post-pandemic world, if an NBA team wants him, that is a factor, right? That's a factor. So, you know, might be a hot name. And now, I guess we shouldn't be surprised either, right? You go get a guy from the pros. And have we seen this before in Ann Arbor? You go get a guy from the pros, there's going to be a presumption that the pros are going to come calling. So I don't know that this should be a shock. The question is, well, there's a bunch of questions. Again, I keep saying the question is, but I think one of the real questions is, how serious of a threat is an NBA job?
I'm not going to say it's necessarily a shock, but are you a little shocked that it's after 1 year at Michigan? You know what I mean? I always thought Juwan Howard was an NBA guy anyways. I mean, you just mentioned he interviewed with some NBA jobs before he even got ultimately the Michigan job. But how much of a college guy or how much of an NBA guy is Juwan Howard, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you always think, I mean, everybody who's, you know, the college coach, people think, oh, no, he's committed to this job. Juwan Howard cried at the podium a year and a half ago when he got named the Michigan coach. Does that mean that this is more personal to him, that it runs deeper? Does that mean that money's not an issue here? Or is that how he felt in that moment of time? And if an NBA job comes and they are going to pay exponentially more, which is, typically what happens, right? You make more in the pros, typically. I just wonder how serious of a threat this really is. When Woj tweets it out, it might be the first Juwan's even heard about it.
Yeah, it's not surprising. I mean, the NBA regular season just ended. Coaches have already lost their jobs. More coaches will lose their jobs. So they're going to talk about who's next. Who should we talk to? Who should we look at? I'm not surprised Juwan Howard's name's come up. Like I said, he's already interviewed in the past for jobs, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and am I wrong? Correct me if I'm wrong. At his press conference, didn't he even mention the only college job he would take was Michigan? Otherwise, it'd be in the NBA or something like to that effect.
Yeah.
So, if it's not Michigan, it's the NBA for Juwan Howard. After 1 year, the question is, does he go and interview? As a Michigan fan, that can't, you can't be too happy or, looking forward to that. But just turn him down right away?
He just took a pay cut, right? The Michigan coaches took a percentage pay cut, as did a lot of coaches everywhere. It's just kind of what athletic departments are doing. He might be looking at not having a season. The NBA has managed to have a season. As a college coach, if you don't have a team to coach, that's another variable here. Is while it might be a one-year thing, who knows what the future of college sports holds? This is interesting. 248-539-9797. Again, a Woj bomb if you're just joining us. Adrian Wojnarowski is reporting that Juwan Howard is a name gaining traction within front offices of NBA teams. Now, the other way to look at this is, hey, there's still respect for your guy. It wasn't as if he had an awful first year. He had a fine first year. It's a matter of, who knows how it was going to end. Coaches' successes and failures seem to be measured by what they do in March. Juwan had a team that was, it wasn't a complete team, had some ups and downs, but wasn't bad either. They were going to go to the tournament. They were probably looking to be in, an 8 or a 9 seed. And right before a Big Ten tournament, got pulled. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Martin on a cell. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Martin.
What's up, Dougie Doug?
Hello, Martin.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm okay.
Listen, I don't want to see him leave. When he first got hired, I'm like, what a joke. Michigan's just done with this hire. I did not approve of it. But this guy passed and exceeded my expectations his first year. To beat them seeds, to win the tournament, I didn't think they'd be a number 3 at all that year, let alone be up there and beating these teams and beating the Zags. He took with what he had and really defined that team, because I didn't even think they were going to be a tournament team, let alone even be in competition like the way they were. He exceeded. I don't want him to leave. I think he's a great fit. I made a mistake on that coaching acquisition, but I really don't want him to leave. I think with some time and some learning on his part, I think he can really do what Beilein did with us as a coach. And if he leaves, not only that, but he's going to hurt our program, because that's going to be three coaches in 3 years, mm-hmm. and that doesn't look good for any school. And that hurts us, whether he's going for a great cause or they're recruiting him. It still hurts Michigan knowing Beilein left, Howard left. It doesn't make us look good in either way.
Yeah,
at all.
If you want to hire coaches that are desirable to others, you just don't want them to leave. Right? The idea that you went out and got a guy that still has some cachet in the NBA, okay, great. But then if he bolts,
Doug,
it's a step back.
Winning that tournament, beating the Zag, did you ever think that would happen?
No.
Did you think
no.
he would do that in his first year?
No, but I also, then they got in a Big Ten play, and they were a 500 Big Ten team. They went 10-10 in the Big Ten.
It's really hard. Probably hardest conference from top to bottom.
Let me put it to you like this. I'm not shocked. I'm shocked that this has happened this quickly. I'm shocked that Juwan Howard was a guy that was considered an up-and-comer as an NBA assistant coach. and you know, was interviewing for head coaching positions. And a year later, a year and change later, okay, apparently he's still desired by the NBA, which is why Adrian Wojnarowski tweets this out, that he's in the, his name's being floated around front offices in the NBA.
But it's not a joke anymore. When we first hired him, everybody was laughing at the hire like they were desperate. Now who's laughing? Because now everybody's still thinking he's a high-end coach where he's even getting interested. I'm telling you, a year ago, people were laughing at the Juwan Howard pick as a coach, and they're like, man, they're just desperate. They can't find anybody. This is who they get. And we're at a top level in basketball. And now who's laughing? Because no one, they're not. We're getting the last laugh as a Michigan fan.
Martin, I'm saying, I think you're overstating the case just a little bit. I don't know that everybody was laughing, and I don't know that everybody's now looking and going, oh, well, I was wrong. I mean, he had a good first year, but, you know, he was about, we were about to find out what he was in March. Because let's face it, you go 10-10 in the Big Ten, but make a Final Four run, everyone thinks you're a great coach. You go 10-10 in the Big Ten and are 1-done in the NCAA tournament, people are going, what's up? You know, so I don't, I think you're overstating, you know, what people think Juwan is. I think people are still trying to find out. There's some promise there. I mean, I think Juwan has a lot of intangibles. But right now, he's not exactly recruiting at the level that Izzo is. And he needs to recruit. He needs to be able to recruit. Now, his class isn't bad. It's like top 10 anyway. Izzo's putting together, sorry to say it, but Izzo's putting together like a Fab Five class. Will they show up on campus? I mean, it's a whole different thing. But, you know, Juwan is a good hire. I think he has a lot of potential. But I think you're overstating. I don't think people were laughing, and I don't think they're now regretting laughing.
If Michigan fans had to lose Juwan Howard, would they rather lose him right now or 5 years from now? Because I say that because right now, I'm sorry, everyone's thinking it. You got the the gap with Beilein. He still can come in. You know what I mean? 5 years from now, Beilein's going to be how old, you know? But right now,
it's super premature to start talking about, hey, Beilein's available, but of course he's available.
But at least to close the gap between the next coach, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because in 5-6 years or whenever, let's say Juwan stays and then eventually leaves, I don't think Beilein's going to be an option anymore.
Probably,
you know,
not.
You're going to have to really find your coach. But right now, and if things are happening so quickly, I think he could control that, you know, close that gap for the next coach. I'm just saying, yeah, I'm jumping ahead here, but I mean, he's only been named as a possible candidate for jobs.
Yeah, this is. I mean, we're reacting to this news because it's breaking in the last half hour. And I don't even know if it's breaking news per se. Adrian Wojnarowski says Juwan Howard's on the radar for NBA team. Got to tell you, this is pretty much the last thing I thought we'd be talking about today. Adrian Wojnarowski, ESPN, tweeting out that a name that's getting floated around NBA front offices. And this is, he cites NBA sources, plural. Possible NBA coaching candidate's name is gaining traction within front offices. Michigan coach Juwan Howard. Howard has an obviously strong resume as a player and later as an assistant under Eric Spoelstra. He interviewed for Lakers and Cavs before taking U of M job. So, you know, kind of an evolving report here. I don't even know if this is a story or how to approach this other than to say we're going to talk about it and get the feelings of Michigan fans when they hear this. Because it's good and bad, right? It's good because, hey, you want to have a coach that's desired and, you know, people want. It's bad because you don't want to lose your guy. It's good if you want John Beilein back, who's now living in the area and not working. But, you know, Juwan just got started. He's recruiting pretty damn well. He had a top 10 class this year. But next year he's, you know, he's looking at the guy up the road putting together an epic Fab Five caliber class. So, you know, I mean, it doesn't mean he can't win at Michigan and win big. His first year lacks finality. His first year, they were trended towards being a tournament team that was going to be seated in that area where you're taking on a big boy in round two if you get there. And I think a second round ouster from the NCAA tournament, people are going to be like, eh. think they would have been disappointed in his first year per se, but that's where you really pretty much get determined as a coach is what'd you do in March? 248-539-9797. Let's go to Brian in Detroit. You're on 97.1. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Doug.
Hey, Brian.
After his first year, he showed a lot of promise. That's why his name is probably coming up. And don't compare him to Izzo, Doug, because Izzo been there 20 years. He finally got a so-called outstanding class. Let's see if they play. Because I remember him having two first-rounders, a lottery pick in Atlanta a couple years ago, didn't do nothing. So don't compare him. We want him to do better than what Izzo do, one title in 20 years. And Juwan might be able to do more than just that. But if somebody want to come along, offer him 5-year guarantee more money, Michigan got to step up to the plate. They want to keep him. If not, let him go. But he showed a lot of promise. Nobody expected him to go to the tournament his first year. And you made it seem like, well, Izzo put in this great class. You know, he's recruited this great sort of 5-5 class. Well, how we got a top 10 class coming in? So let's just see where the chips fall. Because if Michigan want to keep him and somebody else offers him, they got to step up to the plate if they want to keep him. If not, let the man go on about his way. That's what this world is about, getting a better opportunity, more money to move forward. But far as Izzo does, you keep that crap in your pocket, man. That brother has been here forever. I mean,
Brian, I want to get back to one of your other points here. You know, Juwan Howard's salary at Michigan was reported to be 2 to 2.5 over the next 5 years, according to the Free Press, when he got hired. And it kind of it goes up every year. NBA coaches make, you know, $6-7 million a year. So now, hold on, Brian. We don't know if that kind of money is going to be available in the NBA post-pandemic, right? We don't know that.
Yeah, we don't know that, Doug. But for him to leave, they're going to have to make it a lot better than what he got there. That would be like you, Doug. If you get on some national broadcast, they come to you talking about, Doug, we want to triple your money, come to us. Doug, you're not going to sit there and think, you know, my kids, my family. You're going to tell your wife, you ain't going to even, you're going to text the star back.
I'm gone, huh? I'm out of here, is that right?
We out of here. It's all about more money at a higher level. The NBA is the highest level in the world. And any man wanted the opportunity to show if he can do the job. If Michigan want to keep him, give him a raise. Hey, take care of yourself too, Doug.
Appreciate it. 248-539-9797. Aaron's in Livonia next. Hi, Aaron.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up?
Hey, I just think that, I mean, I know it's too early because he's only been there for 1 year, but I just have a feeling he's going to be just like the Jim Harbaugh thing. Every year, Jim's name swirls around NFL jobs. He stays because he, you know, played in the NFL. He coached in the NFL, came back to college. His name's always going to be in the news. Juwan Howard played in the NBA, assistant coach in the NBA. You know, came to college first year. He overachieved in my mind, and I just feel like it's going to be a year-to-year thing with Juwan Howard now. Like I said, it's too early because it's 1 year, but I just feel like it's just going to be a year-to-year thing with him, just like Jim Harbaugh.
And that, I mean, that's okay. You know, this happened, of course, with Izzo. It seemed like every few years his name would pop up with the possibility of going to the NBA. But Izzo didn't have an NBA background. Juwan Howard had cut his coaching teeth in the NBA. Jim Harbaugh started his college and went to the NBA, or the NBA, the NFL, and NFL teams came calling. And every single year, you know, Harbaugh's name comes up as candidate for this job or that job. Hey, it's a compliment. It's a good thing. But you also don't want to lose your guy if he has started to build something. He does have a good recruiting class coming in. He's got a top 10 recruiting class. It's find it here in Rivals. It's sixth in the country.
So do you think him having his son commit, do you think that has anything to do, I mean, any way to keep him there?
It's possible. I mean, you know, that's, again, it's up to everybody. You know, here's a guy who played in the NBA forever, right? Money might not be an issue for him. So the idea of going and making $2.1 million to making $6 million, if that kind of money's available post-pandemic in the NBA world. But here's what else we don't know. Is he going to have a season? I'm pretty sure the NBA, after what they've done this year with the bubble, You know, we're still trying to finish out this year, but the 2020-2021 NBA season is probably going to happen. We don't know that there's going to be a college season. There's a lot of moving parts to this story that might impact what Juwan decides to do, if he even is a real candidate.
And I feel like in college, I've always thought this, in college, you have to do the recruiting, but I feel like you can build the team that you want to build in college more so than the NBA, because you go out and get your guys in college. NBA, you have the front office and everybody has a say in who you want to get. I just feel it's easier to build the team you want to build.
College game's a coach's game. College game belongs to the coaches. The pro game belongs to the players. And by that, I mean the coach has a way bigger influence, in my opinion, across the board as a general rule in a college game than he does in the pros. Now, that's not to say pro coaches don't do anything. Don't take this the wrong way. Don't call up and tell me Phil Jackson was a great coach or Greg Popovich. Yeah, they are great coaches. But the college coach that knows what he's doing really, you know, he recruits and he's in charge. He's clearly in charge. And I think the NBA is more of a players' league. So,
yeah.
Eric, thank you. 248-539-9797. It's an interesting story. I suspect it will get addressed rather quickly. I suspect. But this wasn't on the radar 30 minutes ago. Now, it might have been on Juwan's radar, or at least his agent's radar. And, you know, a man who just took a pay cut, which, you know, raise your hand if you took a pay cut. There's a lot of hands up. So, you know, you got Juwan trying to, you know, start the foundation of his program. You know, this kind of thing is a compliment, but it also, you know, no recruit's going to decommit in the next 5 minutes because Juwan is reportedly be, you know, in the running. They'll let it play out. They always do. But breaking news from Adrian Wojnarowski, Juwan Howard on the radar in NBA front offices.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.